something truly good, truly delicious. Michael Volpat is here. He is the owner of Big Bottom Market in Guerneville. Michael, so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Of course, Big Bottom Market, everybody knows it around here, and the world knew it as Oprah decided that your biscuits were one of Oprah's favorite things, and so there was that. And during the quarantine, you have really not laid down and shut the door and become isolated. You went out on Facebook. Talking cooking and showing us cooking. Michael, did we really need to know, though, how to make homemade SpaghettiOs?
That was one of my favorite days. Yeah. I mean, truth be told, I was a big fan of SpaghettiOs as a child.
Oh, sure.
I thought, what fun would it be to just kind of figure out how to make that sweet pasta sauce? It was so delicious.
Oh, absolutely. And I know it's got a lot of play, that particular episode too. And Michael has written a book already called The Big Bottom Biscuit. No surprise there. And he's got a new ebook coming out, timely to be sure. The release date is Thursday. It's called Cooking in Place, 50 Days, Stories, and 70 Plus Recipes to Keep You Sane in Challenging Times. Good timing, Michael.
Oh, yeah. The first day that I did my Facebook Live episode, I did not think that I would be doing a show every single day, but I was getting such great feedback from people. And about, I would say, like 8 days in, I thought, I think I have another book on my hands here. And I had been wanting to write another book, and this just gave me that opportunity. So it was part TV show, part way to write another book, and it worked.
Yeah, and also to keep you and us entertained throughout the duration.
Yes, exactly.
And well-fed,
exactly.
Not to mention well-fed. Some of your favorite recipes for quarantine cooking?
Besides
the SpaghettiOs, I mean.
Besides the SpaghettiOs, I made a cucumber apple salad that really just was so refreshing and so delicious and perfect for now.
Yeah, sounds good.
I made a few recipes out of Marmar Torres, who owns Marmar State Vineyard and Winery. I made a few of her recipes out of one of her cookbooks. One of them was a carrot salad with pine nuts that was just delicious. And, I made ranch dressing one day, but what was exciting about that was that I had visited Preston Farm and Winery, and they really have such a wonderful garden and gave me so many delicious vegetables, and I made a real tasty salad with that dressing.
Very nice, very nice. And I guess so that you've answered the question, what do cooks and chefs do during a quarantine? The rest of us have been taking a stab at it with, different measures of success.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was also a nice way to kind of reconnect with our customers, because our doors weren't open.
Yeah.
We decided to be closed for about a couple of months while we really figured out what the next step was for the market. And our doors are open back up. We're serving out the front door, and we'll be letting people in limited numbers, obviously, this weekend.
Okay, very good. So that's a very big question answered about what Big Bottom Market is doing in terms of the reopening process. Will you be able to seat people?
Yes.
As of this weekend?
As of this weekend, we can seat people. We're figuring out kind of the best way to distance the tables. We actually have partnered with our neighbors up and down the street, and we're putting tables out on the street now. So we have extended seating outside, which people are loving. So it's great. It's really worked out.
Yeah, sure. Any chance for us to reconnect, and especially reconnect over food, you know, that's not only good for the tummy, it's good for the soul and the psychology. Yeah. Yeah, we all need that.
Yeah. I went out to a restaurant the other night, and it was like something totally brand new to me.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be sitting in a restaurant again. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to having people into the market.
And we're looking forward to that too. And of course, Guerneville, right smack dab in the middle of the Russian River, and one of the many areas so heavily dependent on tourism and travelers over the summertime. How is the river community faring?
Really well. We're seeing a lot more traffic. People are being, very safe, and that's good. And other businesses are encouraging the safety of not only our guests, but also our employees and all of our neighbors. So it's been nice to see people come back. Although the weather has been a little chilly.
Yeah.
This past weekend. But it's been really nice to have people back at the river. And I actually think Johnson's Beach will be opening up this week or this weekend, which is really exciting as well. So
yeah, big part of the equation there.
More activity. Yeah, things are coming to life again.
Yeah, very good. And hopefully that will certainly be true, you know, throughout the summer and well into the fall. As we know, we have good weather throughout. And so talk back to the book for a moment. Have you heard from a lot of people who have, you know, sort of ached for this kind of information in a cookbook that they can take and not have to rely on their own culinary skills instead?
Yeah, actually, I've heard from quite a few people. I mean, people in my neighborhood. So my friend Carol, she actually makes that cucumber apple salad now all the time for her wife, Deborah, which is absolutely delightful that she's doing that. And she doesn't really love to cook. And then I had kids in London that were watching me. I had no idea that there were people all the way across the pond watching the show. And they sent over requests, and that was a lot of fun. The one part of the book that I really loved writing, there's a section called Pantry Preparedness.
Oh,
and it's all about it's the very first part of the book, and it's the, hey, this is what you need. If this happens again, your pantry should look like this. And it's kind of a delightful tool for people to use to make sure that they have everything they need to be a great cook, because we can all do it.
That should be in everybody's emergency plan, you know, workbook, should be stocking your pantry, because that we have learned. We started out at the beginning of the pandemic woefully unprepared. So I think that is life-saving information right there.
Oh, yeah. It's totally life-saving. Even for me, going through and really thinking about what I need in my pantry, I was like, wow, I don't really have these things, and I actually need them myself. So it was very helpful.
Yeah, and a lot of us found out about our pantries also, Michael, that there were several things in there that probably should not be used anymore because the expiration date was long ago.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So give us a couple of your favorites of the things that you cooked, besides the salads that you mentioned before, the kinds of things that you can take some time and really appreciate your developing culinary skills.
Well, you know, I did a day on making homemade pasta, and people always think that it's really challenging and hard to make. It's not. It's so easy. You know, it's 3 cups of flour, 4 eggs, some olive oil and salt, and a little bit of water, and you can make your own pasta. I have the roller attachment on my KitchenAid mixer that I love, but you can also buy the crank attachment that you crank and put right on your table. So I've made homemade pasta my entire life, practically. You know, my mother always made homemade pasta at home. So I love that because it makes me feel at home. And the other recipe that's just so easy and delicious is my mom's marinara sauce. And that's the very first recipe in the book.
Yeah.
And that's what started it all. I made that recipe on the 14th of March because I knew we were going into lockdown. And I was just so nervous because I'm such an extrovert. And just the act of making that made me feel at home. Like having my mother right there with me.
Yep, that's completely, cooking is so multifaceted and it satisfies us on so many levels. Well, the new book is called Cooking in Place, 50 Days, Stories, and 70 Plus Recipes to Keep You Sane in Challenging Times. The author is Michael Volpat of Big Bottom Market in Guerneville. Michael, a pleasure. Can't wait till it comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, and you can order it on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it now, and it'll be out also in paperback version on Thursday.
Wow, both hardcover and paperback.
Yep.
That's very efficient. Look forward to it, Michael, and continued success at Big Bottom Market.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Absolutely, yeah. I guess his Facebook videos really took off, as he said. He heard from people from England, etc., and he just has such a way. He's a very entertaining guy, too, so no surprise that those were big hits.